day and night chanting His name, we become purified. We do not know any other way better to please Lord Hari. This is from the Rupa Goswami Padyavali. And this next one is written by Sri Ishwara Puri. Let the twice born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga. Vedic study and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds and thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing sudamba trees. Which is the most purifying of all purifying things, which is a saintly person's food as he traverses the path to the spiritual world, which is the pleasure garden where the voices of the great saints, philosophers, and poets play, which is the life of the righteous, which is the seed of the tree of religion. May that holy name of Krishna bring transcendental auspiciousness to you all. Author unknown. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear. The glory of material illusion faints unconscious. Yamaraj's scribe, Chitragupta, becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence. And Lord Brahma prepares Madhupaka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? Author unknown. Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one keeps it in his throat, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? Sri Anandacharya. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which cleanses the mirror of the heart and which stops the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone, and it enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chanting is feeling quite dead right now. It doesn't mean that the holy names of Krishna are dead. It means our consciousness is tending towards being dust. And we hear of how the holy names affect in a nectarian way so many exalted devotees. So if we are not feeling the incredible happiness that can come from chanting the holy names, we can feel ourselves very unfortunate. And as we try our best to listen attentively to the first Hari or to one mantra, keeping it very simple, making our goals achievable, then we can fill our consciousness with some humility. Just look at my situation. The great Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, could chant here day and night. The associates of Mahaprabhu could chant day and night. The great devotees of the past, they chant day and night. And I find it difficult to even stay awake for one mantra. Just see my misfortune and see the sadness that afflicts my consciousness. Oh Krishna, please, if you are looking for someone needy of mercy, You will find no one more needy than me. And if we can bring a little humility and a little calling into our consciousness, then perhaps Krishna, if we try our best to chant on whatever level we can, trying to hear, then perhaps if he's so kind to us, we can taste an awakening of the consciousness and a taste for the holy name of Krishna. O Rama, O Janardana, Jagatamnath, Narayan, Ananda, Dayapara, O Merciful One, O Rescuer of the Devotees, O Master of the Universes, O Personified Transcendental Bliss, O Kamalakanta, the Husband of Lakshmi, O Krishna, O Lord, please make me become overwhelmed with tears streaming from my eyes as I repeatedly plunge into the waves of the great nectar ocean of these beautiful transcendental names. Let me pray. So he's comparing each of these verses, each of these slokas, each of these prayers to a pearl, and strung together it becomes a wonderful necklace. Let me pray to Yashoda Gopi's little son, whose complexion is the color of a new monsoon cloud, who wears splendid champak earrings, quite a meditation, whose face is blossoming like a blossoming lotus, who smiles gently, who wears silk garments splendid as gold, who wears a peacock feather crown, and who is the best of all persons. Let me praise him. May Nanda's son, whose face defeats the autumn moon, who is an ocean of playfulness, an ocean of handsomeness, who holds a toy ball in his hand, who is the life friend of the gopis, whose transcendental form is now covered with dust, whose flute is tucked under his arm, and whose words are obeyed by the cows, may he protect me. O Lord, who killed the demon Sankarcuda, O Lord, embraced by the gopis, O Lord, who rises in the hearts of the devotees, O Lord, who wears a peacock feather crown, O Lord, who wears a charming gunja necklace, O Lord, who enjoys transcendental pastimes in the beautiful forest, O Lord, who wears jasmine flower earrings, O Lord Mukunda, please protect me. Let Srila Rupa Goswami's words paint a picture in your heart. O Lord, who became angry to see the gopis troubled by the great floods and the rains from the terrible clouds sent by Indra, angry at the stopping of his jagya. O Lord, who lifted the great hill with your left lotus hand. O Lord, who protected Vraja. O lotus-eyed Lord, please protect me in the same way. That is very much epitomizes his mood, in his emotion, a mood when in his Krishna consciousness. Very famous prayer. Virachaya mayadandam dinabandhu dayamba. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. The Tataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. I am very weak and lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. So when I hear of the peerless and difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that that the waves of your mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. So please carry that mood, the chanting, what can I do? I have no bhakti. So many exalted devotees, but I am not one of them. But I hear that you are most merciful to the most fallen. Therefore, I have some hope. We can put a little of that into our chanting.